This episode is brought to you by our Hosting Handbook mini course. Whether you're already hosting guests on Airbnb or you're still trying to soak up as much knowledge as you can, this course is the ultimate cheat sheet.
It can transform your hosting from hobby to business. Get our coveted templates that include the welcome book, turnover handbook, and supply closet spreadsheet, and other great bonuses you don't want to miss.
Our hosting handbook is usually priced at $297, but for a very limited time, you can grab your seat for just $67. Head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/hosting handbook to get all the deets. Now, on to the show.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, welcome back. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. All right, y'all. We're so excited to be with you this week. We're actually...
On location. You just said y'all. When do you ever
That's
say y'all?
That's why I did that.
Okay.
Because we're in Nashville, Tennessee, admittedly at a hotel.
She's just really feeling it.
But this weekend we did stay at... An epic B&B. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But Nettie, let's start the show off like we do each and every week with an STR Share Sunday. If you're new to us here at Thanks for Visiting, every single week we share one of you, our fabulous listeners, who use our hashtag STR Share Sunday on Instagram. And if you do, we're prowling the hashtag and searching for amazing hosts to share here on the podcast. Nettie, who are we sharing this week?
Today, we are sharing at Broad River Cabin, and it's hosted by Charlotte and Ryan, and it is in Black Mountain, North Carolina.
What do we love about this? It's so cute.
First of all, it's very well designed and charming, and I feel like we say this a lot, but I love their honesty is the best policy. They are giving it to you straight out of the gate because they say 594 square feet. In parentheses, small, that helps me. I don't know about square footage. That would mean nothing. So I like that they're letting me know, hey, this is a small place. But she keeps it real. You're going to hear cars going by. The Wi-Fi is available, but likely slower than you're used to. Hashtag rural North Carolina, which I really like that. And you're going to see some bugs. So just keep that in mind. We always say honesty is the best policy
and sometimes
here.
Things seem so... blatantly like in our face as hosts because we're like, of course you're going to see bugs. Like you're staying in the mountains.
But they're ladybugs.
But honestly, like guests don't always put those, you know, those simple things together. So if you can even state the obvious, that will help you attract the right guest.
Well, and let's even give that a little backup. Hosts, when you get a complaint, which it's going to happen, just soak that all in. It's okay. If you can note these things in your listing, you can circle back and let that guest know, you know, we do mention this in our listing. Could you help me make it more clear? And then sometimes when they go back to the listing, you're like, oh yeah, because they booked months ago and they forgot. They said there's going to be cars going by. So that's really where it's important in your listing too. So if you do have someone that wants to question the amenities, you can circle back to that you were honest and open in your listing. But please go give Charlotte and Ryan a like on Instagram, Broad River Cabin. Love their logo too. They have a brand built out for their space and they let you direct, you know, you can book off of Instagram. So that's amazing.
All right. We mentioned that we are in Nashville, Tennessee. We are doing some official Thanks for Visiting work and research, but we did have some fun this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And we stayed at an Epic B&B short-term rental. And I want to take you back to episode 61, where we interviewed Steph Utterback, and we stayed at one of her places because we thought we have to support, you know, one of the guests on our show. So if you want to know more about her great place, I just want to give her another quick shout out. But here is what happened. This episode is a little impromptu, but in the best way. We checked into the short-term rental, and on the kitchen island was a tent that said, you know, if you have
a table tent.
A table
not
tent.
Not a full-size tent.
Well, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, a table tent, like a little paper tent that had a picture of an attractive handyman, to be honest. And it said, if you have any issues with plumbing, electrical,
HVAC,
garbage disposal goes out, anything like that, like give us a call anytime, day or night. And Annette and I got so jealous. We were like,
who is this? Why do we not know that?
Why do we not have the service in our city? And we just talked about it nonchalantly. Went to dinner.
But we put it out into the universe that we probably needed to call this company.
And ask questions, sure.
But lo and behold, we came home from our dinner with carbon monoxide detectors blaring on every floor. It was a 3-floor space that we stayed in. And what do you know? Who'd I have to call? I had to call the table tent crew, aka Mend B&B. And they picked up immediately. They walked me through the carbon monoxide false alarm, clearly a false alarm. And they would have been on site immediately, but Sarah and I could remedy it ourselves. But
I feel like I have to say this, like, listeners, if this ever happens to you, like, the first person in hindsight we should have called was the fire department, probably. But
we were so excited because we wanted to use the table tent number. I'm just going to put it out there.
Anyway, so we spoke to Mend B&B. Long story short, we connected with the team, and we, the first question we asked them is what they mentioned to us is that they're not trying to be reactive to issues. They want to be preventative in the maintenance issues of the short-term rentals. And we thought that was so in line with the Thanks for Visiting mission, mm-hmm. that we asked them, what are the top 5 things that, we can do as hosts to improve the guest experience so that guests don't have to reach out to us with maintenance issues. And we sat down with them. We had a great conversation, said, nope, we got to have you on the show. So today we have with us Andrew Kaiser, and he is the head of growth and sales at Mend B&B. He started with his own Airbnb, which turned into 3 and then 5, and a lot of us know how that goes. And then he was headhunted to run operations for various property management companies, but now he spearheads disruptive growth for Mend B&B, and we're going to get into their business a little bit later, because first we want to tackle what these top 5 maintenance issues that we can be preventative towards so we can improve the guest experience. But Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And guests, this is stuff we want you to be able to take action on,
yes.
So you don't have to get those late night calls. And that's what's most surprising when we get into this, Andrew. When we're talking to them about what they do, we thought their phones would just be blowing up all night, every night with maintenance requests, but their phones are not, because they are working on this amazing preventative maintenance. So let's get to it. How can we have our listeners start to improve and get preventative maintenance done in their spaces?
Yeah, totally. So again, thanks for having me. Really, the probably number one thing is that everything just has to work. It just has to function. It sounds really simple. But like, how many times have you walked into Airbnb and something doesn't work? Mm-hmm. And you make a little note of it, and then it messes with your stay. So basically, if you have an appliance in your house that doesn't work, repair or replace immediately. Don't put it off. Don't make somebody else do it. Just take the time. It's going to save you money in the long term. It's an investment, mm-hmm. right? So we get tons of complaints of repairs on appliances that guests just expect to work. Don't go back and forth through several bookings trying to decide if you should replace the toaster, you know? Like, this is really a thing.
Oh, right. Okay. That's what I was going to say. So you're even saying small appliances, mm-hmm. like a toaster, maybe even a hairdryer, an iron, like upgrade all of those smaller ones.
Well, I think you said something key too, Andrew, which is, you know, it's an investment. Mm-hmm. So, and listeners, you know that Annette and I are so passionate about you treating your short-term rental, whether it's the room down the hall from you or a vacation home that your family and you use often, but you rent it out short-term when you're not there, to this is what you do full-time. It is a business. These guests are paying money to stay with you. And so if the toaster oven doesn't work, for example, actually, I was just alerted that our microwave at one of our short-term rentals isn't heating up like it should in 30 seconds or to a minute. It isn't heating the food up. So, I mean, right away, you know, we're remedying that and, mm-hmm. and trying to figure out what's going on there. So
what's an appliance you're starting to see the most often?
Like that needs repair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you know, it's funny we bring up the toaster, but that's probably it. We were just in Palm Springs 2 weeks ago onboarding some properties and lo and behold, the toaster oven didn't work.
Yeah.
And I reached out to the host and crickets. Just crickets.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that is something as a host too. Those are small things. Like, you know, like obviously, you know, if your HVAC is working or, you know, maybe your refrigerator, but like as a host and even your turnover team, they're never in there like
right,
toasting a bagel or, you know, really using that stuff. So it takes, honestly, most of the time, probably the guest reaching out to let you know mm-hmm. on that stuff. Or, and you know this, because I've done this, those smaller appliances ended up being their hand-me-downs mm-hmm. from your home. Like, oh, I'm going to take this blender over. I'm going to take this hairdryer, this toaster. So it's time to upgrade the hand-me-downs and get brand new. All right. So just fix or replace those appliances, whatever they may be. Get it done before your next guest.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's up next?
Next one is something you've already sort of alluded to, and that's your smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Mm-hmm. Just get in the habit of changing batteries once a year, no matter what, period, mm-hmm. dot. You know, put a calendar, you know, reminder, just get in there and do it. Use high quality batteries and don't wait until it starts chirping as a reason to change the batteries.
Mm,
no
yes.
guest wants to listen to a chirping smoke detector throughout their stay, wouldn't you agree? Mm.
Yes. And what you can do, listeners, is make a note, whether it's a notepad on your smartphone or maybe you use a calendar system like Google Calendar, and just if you change the batteries in your place on, you know, May 1st of 2021, you know, put in that next time that you want to change the batteries as well. And what we do is every single inspection on our short-term rentals, we test the smoke detector to make sure as well that we press the test button. We don't just look at the light, we press the test button. So obviously guest safety is, they don't want to hear it chirp, but guest safety is
absolutely, you know, critical.
Yes.
And I know everybody is like, on their walk or in their car, and they're just like, But if we asked you, do you know the last time you did it? Is it marked down somewhere? Because all of a sudden I know for me, like 6 months ago, I mean, heck, we're already like 4 months into the year and I don't know how that happened. So, so please check that. Everyone, that'll save you that late night call of taking batteries to your space. All right, what do we have up next?
Oh, next one, number three, loose furniture and fixtures. You probably, you know, it's when I was running property management companies, this was the bane of my existence, right? Chair legs, bar stools, tables, doorknobs, you know, they just loosen over time.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously no guest wants to sit on wobbly bar stools, but it happens all the time.
The last places I've stayed, all wobbly. Actually, some of them so wobbly they'd broken.
Oh.
And they were just in the pantry where someone was like, okay, this broke. I'm just going to put it in there and not fix it. And that is one that is hard for your turnover team. Like, they're in there trying to get stuff taken care of, or even yourself. That has to be scheduled, I think. What would you recommend scheduling this? Most of you have probably put that furniture together that's in your space. So how would you recommend scheduling tightening of, you know, your kitchen table set? What does that look like?
Probably every quarter.
Okay.
You know, or so if you have something more high use, or, you know, you have a property that has, you know, 15 or 20 bookings per month instead of 10 or 12, then do it more often. But okay. Once a quarter is probably good.
Okay.
What you can do as well, listeners, is a lot of those tightening, like the screws against the washers in the bottom of chairs and tables, require Allen wrenches. And so you can either have the Allen wrench that came with the set if you set it up yourself, and you can tape it underneath the table or the chair.
It's just there. That's smart. Ooh, I like that,
Sarah. Or you can just have in your little toolkit, whether it's a locked basement or your owner's closet, is a set of Allen wrenches. So you have different sizes. And of course, you know what I do is I've installed so many of those Nest thermostats, and they come with those really cool tools to install the Nest thermostat. And it's this like little tiny screwdriver that has Phillips head.
Oh, is that that white one that you carry around?
I have like 7 of them, and I've given them all to my team. But it's just nice because you can like flip whether it's a Phillips head or a flat head end to it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, or you can go to a hardware store and have one on site.
You said obviously chairs. What were some other ones? And bar stools. What were some other?
Tables, doorknobs.
Doorknobs.
Yeah. Even bed legs. You know, we actually have just a slew of bed legs that we've created just to like put it in the middle because that's where it breaks most of the time.
Oh, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I would like, listeners, I guarantee you, if you go to your space right now and lift up the mattress, if you have the IKEA slatted ones, the slats are off kilter. Mm-hmm. I think beds is my number one thing of like the frames getting broken. But so you just make an alternative extra brace middle leg and install it.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Okay.
Nobody looks under there anyway.
No.
And if they do, they're going to see an extra leg and think, okay,
it works. It's important.
Sure the bed gets supported.
That's great. And actually, one time I got
we've had to repair some beds together swap them out.
Well, yes, we have. We swap them out. We inherited a short-term rental from another property management company. And I'll never forget doing the walkthrough. And there was, we had one more guest checking in under that management company. But you guys, the bed leg, you could see it was like
broke.
Visually, you could see it like slanted. And I told the owner, I was like, because here's the deal. Like, we actually just met with a gentleman who we'll have on the show soon here who deals with, short-term rental owners who are getting sued. Mm-hmm. They work with attorneys to help advise on cases. But sometimes it's giant cases. But sometimes he said it's these little things where guests are just
looking for someone to be neglecting. Yeah. Giving them a
So it goes beyond. Yes, we want to keep the guests safe and like protect the stuff that you've invested money in, like the bed.
You're also protecting yourself.
Yeah, and your business in terms of like. Yeah, it lasting.
No, so furniture, that is something people could go in today and just start checking all the wobbly.
Get them tight.
Okay, so that was 3.
That was 3. Number 4 is drywall anchors. You know, always use an anchor when mounting anything to drywall. Mm-hmm. Period.
Even a small photo.
Just preferably self-tapping drywall anchors. Uh-huh. Because, you know, 90% of the homes out there that we onboard have the curtains and the pictures and the toilet paper holders improperly mounted, right? Mm-hmm. So there's screws pulling out of the walls. It caused damage. You have to send somebody in to patch the drywall. We patch more holes in drywall due to poor mounting than anything else.
Wow.
Interesting.
And I can attest, like, right, Nettie, right now, my husband, Nick, because our main person isn't around today, but yes, he's out at one of our properties because they screwed into drywall. I feel like they hit a stud, and so they just assumed the other. I don't know, but it's falling out of the wall. Mm. It's like it wasn't appropriately installed. And guess number one, it kind of looks cheap on your end if like things are falling out of walls in your short term rental. I mean, how much are anchors? Like for a case of them, they're like
$10 maybe.
Oh, yeah.
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 You guys, I am internally cracking up right now because every single one of my last Airbnb stays, I've had all of these.
Oh, no.
carbon monoxide because of a battery issue.
Yeah.
The wobbly, like the chairs in the pantry and me sitting on one and like that being tight. And then the third is I just stayed somewhere where the towel rack and the doorknob were, the towel rack was ripped out of the, or it wasn't completely ripped out yet, but it was, you couldn't hang a towel on it. It was once that pressure and the doorknob. So like, this is real. I'm encountering it as a guest at all 3 of my last stays.
And,
yeah.
And one thing I kind of want to point out too is like, just to underline how unique property management is for short-term rentals, you know, compared to residential or hotels or something, right? Like, sure, a hotel, you have similar, you know, turns of people coming in and out, but you normally have a full-time person working on those things. But, you know, if you're renting out your home and it has 20 or 25 turns in a month, that just has a lot more use than somebody living in there. So mm-hmm. it just requires more maintenance. And yeah. we've been doing short-term rentals for a couple of decades now, and we're still trying to figure out that point for some reason.
mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Well, I think this is the issue. When I'm telling you about the wobbly chairs and the towel rack and the door handle, this is what I see as the largest issue. And you just alluded to it, is there are back-to-back bookings and there just isn't time to get someone in there mm-hmm. during that 10 to 2 mm-hmm. on whatever day they know they can get somebody in there from 10 to 2. So to get that 10 to 2 schedule to match up with the service provider's schedule, it doesn't happen. And then all of a sudden, these things just never get taken care of. Yeah. And then it's still like, well, we've got the booking. They stayed anyways because it's not a hotel. It's not like I can say, hey, this towel rack's broken. Can you move me to another room? It's like, well, this is my stay for the week. So,
exactly.
But that'll loop into the services that you provide later. Well, but I see that happens and they're just like, we didn't have time to fix it. And it's like, well, that's not an excuse. Like, you know, right. you've got to get that stuff fixed. I've never done a drywall anchor.
It's,
is that easy? Can I YouTube that?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Sarah's laughing at me. I'm just being
honest.
I'm not
laughing. I know. No,
but here's my question though. If someone's listening right now and they're like, okay, I hung all these things up in my home and there isn't a drywall anchor, can you go back and put a drywall anchor in currently? Okay.
Do you have a power drill?
Well, no, but that's...
If you have a power drill and a hammer, you can get it done.
Okay.
Yes.
So our listeners could go back and start to go room by room.
Absolutely.
And put the anchors in. So that should hopefully save them a lot of time in the long run, because once something gets pulled out, then you're dealing with a hole, right? Mm-hmm. And a whole drywall repair. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's anchor it up.
Anchor it up. Y'all ready for number five?
Yes.
All right. Number five. Flat paint.
Oh.
Flat paint.
Okay.
So flat builder grade paint has no place in short-term rental, period. Flat paint just shows every time someone or something touches the wall, you know, how many scuff marks. Is that number five?
No, I did an audit of someone's space, one of these spaces, and we walked through, I was like, you got to get a different paint color. I can see everybody's, like, all their luggage swiping. So the flat is the issue? The
flat's the issue. You know, greasy palm prints, you know, that sort of thing.
It
can just make a brand new house look like it's got 10 years of wear and tear on it after only a couple guests. So it's also impossible to clean. So if you invest in a little more on the paint job, it'll just help your property look better longer.
Mm-hmm.
We typically go with the Sherwin-Williams Super Paint in an eggshell finish. We don't get paid to say that, okay. but it's what we use.
Yeah. So the eggshell has a little bit of a sheen.
It's a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And for instance, this is what I personally need to know. That eggshell, if I have a magic eraser, can I make it look brand new?
Mm-hmm.
But flat, if I get out my magic eraser,
I'm going to make it worse probably.
And I will say, magic erasers work on some paint colors, but I noticed, I don't know if you guys noticed this too, that honestly, just some soapy water on like a good high quality.
On flat or no?
You're done on the slightly sheened paint finish.
Okay.
Which, so eggshell's not the color, listeners. Eggshell is the finish. So it's got a slight sheen to it and it just makes it easier to wash. Just because, so even like a higher, like this navy wall, like if I were to take, I think you can kind of, if you take a magic erase to it, it takes some of the paint finish with it. But there are brands now that have like these like wall wipes that can help you. But I just noticed soapy, sudsy water will, and a quality paint and like an eggshell sheen or higher will get it clean.
I usually try the soapy water first before I do the magic eraser.
Yeah. And if it's like that doesn't work, you got to go into big guys. Yeah.
I have a question about going back to the eggshell and the Sherwin-Williams paint. What if I want to get fancy? What if I want to have colors or I want it to be white? Do you have any recommendations there?
Just not flat.
Okay. No, that's fair, because that, like you just said, I feel like two of the places I just stayed, they were newer builds and they looked beat up, especially this is where I saw it the most. And maybe you have a solution for this. I really saw the heavy wear and tear on the stairwells because people just having no regard for the wall when they're bringing their heavy suitcase up or down. And I was like, these just look beat up. Like that was a, like you said, it can make it, make a home look a lot older, a lot quicker.
I've seen some people do wallpaper. Just, you can even do the peelable, stickable wallpaper. Mm-hmm. That can sort of avert the eye from sort of the problem area sometimes.
Gotcha.
Or, you know, maybe just like a, if you want to invest in like an accent wall, like a darker color or something. But yeah, white is just going to show everything.
Okay. So eggshell, that's a good tip. I saw that. I see that everywhere.
Yeah.
All right. Listeners, get to painting and anchoring.
Well, I think it's like, it, you know, and let's say you inherit a home, you don't know what paint is on the wall. Mm-hmm. I mean, that could be something where as you start creating income, you can put a little bit aside of a fund to have something repainted. Because even with long-term rentals, like, you know, as like, as when tenants check out and you have a new tenant check in, like you always have to repaint the walls afresh. Mm-hmm. So same with your short-term rental, like have that maintenance time or, you know, those touch-up times to know what is on the walls in your rental. Mm-hmm. And would you, I get it probably is a good thing too, that if you went in, if you do paint your space to save a little bit, get a little bit extra so you can have a can of that exact same paint on hand
for touch-ups.
For touch-ups.
Keep it in the garage, put it in the owner's closet.
Yeah, that would be good too.
Yeah, I really want to have our listeners like take a part, go to your calendar and just reserve two maintenance days. Because listen, if you don't do it, you're just going to keep getting booking after booking after booking. And I know it might seem like a dagger at first, like we're going to lose out on that income. But take those like lower occupancy days or the lowest rate that you would rent your space out for. Because you're going to save your so much time in emails or messages or calls if you can just get in there and hopefully, you know, keep all of your 5-star reviews up. So it's worth it to invest in your property and take that calendar time. That's where I see people getting in trouble, is just not marking off. Because then, you know, you need to do this too, is do a deep clean. Mm-hmm. You can do a deep clean during those days too.
So Andrew, you are the head of growth for Mend B&B. So it's mm-hmm. M-E-N-D. B&B, mm-hmm. Mend, like mend your clothes. I love it. Explain to us what is Mend B&B? How long? What's your role?
Sure.
Why they care about, and how this service is disruptive in the short-term rental industry right now.
Yeah, sure. So we are a subscription-based maintenance service for short-term properties and short-term property owners. And so, you know, like Annette was talking about earlier, there's this problem where stuff doesn't get done, maintenance doesn't get done because of the time window that it has to be done in. Mm. And Thomas and Frank and I just realized that was thinking about the problem wrong. You know, there's a lot more hours in the week that stuff can be done besides that 6-hour window from 10 to 4. Mm-hmm. And most guests don't care. They just want it fixed, especially if they're the ones reporting it. Mm-hmm. So we found out a way where guests can actually report the issue directly to us because the property management pays for a subscription and then we come in and fix it. The guest is happy. The property manager gets to keep their reviews. The homeowner keeps making money. Mm-hmm. Everybody wins.
Okay.
And listeners, we're going to frustrate you with this, but it's the power of the people here. Mend B&B is only available currently in two cities, and that's Nashville and Palm Springs. However, they're wanting to grow rapidly, and with your support and inquiries, that will allow them to grow as fast as they want and be able to be a service that you can participate in. Because I'm telling you, when Sarah and I saw that table tent, we were just like, how do we get this in Columbus? Like, we need this in Columbus. And then, especially after having to utilize the service, we saw how impactful that can be to the guests. Because there's another layer there of like, you're always like, oh, if it's late at night, is my host really gonna like answer on the app? And it was just, it's, even though we did have to use the service, if we didn't have to use the service, it did give us that extra feeling of like a security blanket of like, oh, you know what? If our host doesn't answer, we know we have Mend B&B too, you know, for
that issue. Let's talk about the one thing, Nettie, that we get DM'd on Instagram or emailed about. which is
hosting.
Well, yes, sure, remote hosting, but also burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we have hosts who are just like, all I want to do on the weekend is go. You gave us the example and go boating, mm-hmm. and not feel like I have to be glued to the either my phone or my email. If you take direct, like whatever that is, like be there for your guest. And we're not saying we don't want you to be there for your guest, but now. What I love, Andrew, that you guys are kind of solving too is like making hosts feel like they've got this like robust, awesome business with this like full-time maintenance staff.
Mm-hmm.
But with the way you've structured your business, it is quite affordable mm-hmm. for hosts or property managers. And it like it's that table tent on the kitchen island. And I know you guys are even going to up that tech there. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But that other layer or the other person that someone can reach out to. So can you share with us that component of the host and the property manager that you're already working with here in Nashville and Palm Springs and what that does to their peace of mind and their time?
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's funny you talk about the boat thing. We had a client who was talking about the huge need for somebody to do what we do because they like to go on the boat in the middle of the lake, but they don't have service out there. So they're coming back to shore every hour just to make sure that their guests don't have any issues.
Right.
And, you know, that's just, I mean, it's good to ensure quality for your guests and it's good to run a business well, but mm-hmm. you got to take an hour sometimes to go on a boat.
Yeah, for sure. And listeners that, you know, Men B&B isn't like a full-time customer service, like any guest calls them for anything. Mm-hmm. It's just a the maintenance issues that are outlined in their contract. But one thing we want to champion what they do too is it's a preventative. So if they're there, they have a 75-point checklist that they go through the property and do that preventative maintenance. And the thing that I think as a host, you might say, oh, I don't need to pay somebody monthly. Like, what if something only happens once a year? Mm-hmm. Well, that once a year, though, it might be a Sunday night emergency and you end up paying after hours. You're on the phone and that one call for that one incident equals, or if not, might cost more than having a monthly subscription to peace of mind
and
preventative.
That's an excellent point. And something I would add to that too is if it's taken 6 to 8 or 12 months to build up to something catastrophic issue, that's going to cost you a lot of money. It probably impacts how many guests along the way.
Yeah. Right.
How many reviews has that affected? Mm-hmm. You know, how does that affect your bottom line? So what we have done is Thomas, he's one of the owners and Men B&B is kind of his brainchild, essentially, comes from the manufacturing world. He was an electrical engineer for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he sees everything as an assembly line, right? And so if something's not working in the assembly line, nothing else is working, right? Mm-hmm. It disturbs the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
So he views a property as just that same sort of concept, right? Let's mm-hmm. look ahead to something that can be prevented and fix it now. So, you know, we do at least two preventative maintenance checks throughout the year at every property mm-hmm. where we go through that 75-point list and we're, you know, scoping the home from rooftop to basement, you know. But what we also do is we train all of our menders to do that literally every time we go into a property. So if we're there, if you call us out because your carbon monoxide is going out or whatever, we'll go in and we'll fix that. And we'll also spend 20 minutes going through the home, making sure everything else is in check.
Getting ahead of it. Where if I called, let's say, an HVAC person, they're going to go in, fix that, like, you know, filter, and then they're leaving. Or a plumber, like, they're going to come in, fix the clog, and then they're not going to look at anything else. Mm-hmm. But where, like you just said, the mender can look throughout the whole entire property and also be familiar with the entire property because you're very tech heavy.
We are.
So everything, every trip, every appliance, all of that
we
is
take
in
photos.
That one. Okay.
And one of the things that we do even on the onboarding, the initial onboarding, is we'll go through and we'll get the serial numbers of all your appliances and stuff. Mm-hmm. That way, if we have to order parts, we already know everything. Mm. Just looking that far ahead.
Nice. I feel it's the wave.
I want to say something quickly, which is you talked about, Nettie, like, you know, you'll have one big thing a year. And I don't, will you manage new homes, old homes. I want to know who your GC was or who your builder was, if you're only needing, especially because guests come into your home and they don't treat it like their home. I'm not saying that guests are disrespectful, but they do, you know, lug their luggage at the stairs without care for the wall. Or they will, like, you know, as they're showering, like, you know, their hair is getting in the drain and, like, you know, like the rest of us, like, I don't know about you, but I'm always checking because I don't want that. Or the olive oil, I think I use that down the sink when they're cooking. You know, we don't do that in my personal home, but, you know, some guests don't care.
Yeah. Or they just don't care. The one time a year they cook.
They're like,
sure.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
And this also circles back to hosts, if you can, those like 2 days or 3 days, whatever that is, if you're not using Airbnb, if you're doing the maintenance and preventative maintenance, those days that you're doing it, go ahead and spend the night in the property and you are going to probably see a whole slew of maintenance things. Your eyes are going to be the filter of a guest's eyes and you will be exposed and see those things. And so that is how maybe how you could also loop this into your calendar is, hey, not only during those maintenance times, I'm going to actually stay on the property too so I can get a feel of other things that the guest is experiencing along the way. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a way where you can really make that make sense for you. It could be a staycation, stay at your own. Maybe that'll be our new thing, the host staycation.
Ooh, I like
but it's
that.
Work. You're going to work when you're on your staycation, but you're going to be through a guest's eyes for sure. All right. What's next?
Yeah. So I know you guys have some interesting tech partnerships on the horizon.
We do, yeah. So it's kind of crazy, actually. We have been working with Alexa, you know, to sort of build that out.
Amazon Alexa,
mm-hmm. exactly. For, you know, probably the better part of a year. And we had been hacking into it isn't the right word, but
okay. A workaround. You're creating workarounds.
We've been using it to its full capabilities. And to the point where Amazon actually reached out to us about a month ago and they said, hey, let's talk. And so me and Frank and Thomas were on a meeting with Amazon about 3 weeks ago now. And they said, you know, we absolutely love what you're doing. Nobody else is really using it in this way. Let's talk about being an official Amazon Alexa Enterprise partner. Mm-hmm. And so we pulled the trigger on that. And now we have dedicated support and all this stuff. So it's really cool. But basically, the way that we're using it is that number that you called with the table tents. Mm-hmm. You can still call that number, or you can say to the Echo Dot in your unit, you know, the garbage disposal isn't working. And it'll say, you know, creating a work order with Airbnb, you know.
So good.
That's really cool.
And that is, this is what's exciting about this episode today is, hey, hosts, we might not be in your area yet, but this technology is coming. And it is zooming to you, I think, faster than we can imagine. So if it isn't even, you know, Airbnb, which we hope it is, but if not, there's going to be other things in your area, other companies that are going to be able to use this technology or you personally be able to use this technology. So it's just really exciting that there's going to be alternative ways to get, you know, alert the host to these issues. And you guys are breaking the ground on that.
Andrew, I can already hear what our listeners are thinking right now. And they're like, well, I only host one or two homes. Is this something that, you know, as Airbnb grows, is this something that you're catering to large property management companies or could the smaller host hopefully use Airbnb in the future?
Yeah, come one, come all.
Okay.
We're going to be in every state. We're going to be in every city. Mm-hmm. And we would like to be in every home. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I come from a background where I had my own units and then I've worked for companies that had 500 units and it doesn't matter. This is such a good benefit to the guest that regardless of who the go-between is, they should just have it.
What is Airbnb? What are you guys hoping to accomplish the next 6 months to a year? And so listeners, you can see where we're at right now. It's April, almost April. 2021.
So,
yeah. So what are your future plans here?
When I was brought on last month, we Airbnb had about 150 properties. Mm-hmm. And we decided we're going to grow that to 1,000 by this time next year.
Okay.
So that probably means 5 to 7 new markets. Exploding in Nashville, we have about, you know, 175, 200 now. So we'll get probably triple that here and venture into new cities as well.
Awesome. That's right. Anything else our listeners should know about MenBnB so that they can support you. Because this is genuine. Like, I saw that table tent, that paper table tent, and I was like, we need this in Columbus, Ohio. Yeah. Like, this would solve. Because that's the one thing that keeps me up at night is, you know, what am I not thinking about in our short-term rentals that could impact a guest stay, both their safety, but also their enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're solving a big pain point. So is there anything else we haven't discussed that you'd like our listeners to know?
If you go to menbnb.com, you can sort of see everything that we've done. If you go into YouTube, you can type in MenBnB commercial and see a little 60-second thing the about tech. What we do, the tech. Right. Mm-hmm. And then finally, if you go to menbnb.com/new city, you can request this in your city. So nice. That goes directly to me. It feeds the data and we can figure out what our next move is.
And everyone, let them know that you heard about them. And thanks for visiting. We're going to have a link in our show notes
yes.
to an offer that you should participate in. Mm-hmm. And even go ahead and sign up. That way, when they do come to your city, you can still participate. And thanks for visiting.
But, you know, I cannot wait to have MenBnB service for us personally. But also, thanks for sharing these top 5 tips for hosts so they can think about preventative issues. And so hosts, listeners, future hosts who are listening, when you have a turnover and if you have a cleaner or someone to help you, go through those 5 things and tighten the chairs and the tables and change the batteries.
Get some anchor screws.
Use a high quality battery. I love how you guys are very specific about that. It's not just this like off brand battery. Yeah, let's use the good stuff.
You're saving money, but are you really saving quality?
Do not get the IKEA batteries. Don't do it. That is one thing. I love you, IKEA, but not for the batteries. Mm-mm, those things are garbage.
Yeah.
go with the Duracell. Go with the just get the good batteries.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody listening, I want you to send us an email or a DM like, yep, I just went and fixed my towel holder. I just changed my batteries. That will bring us joy to know that the episode impacted you and you did some maintenance.
Need to support the disruptors in the short-term rental space. And Andrew, what you and your team are doing is important work. And I think listeners, you'll be pleasantly surprised that, you know, how many units you have. This is something you can absolutely, and I wouldn't even call it afford. You know, it's really you're protecting your investment, which mm-hmm. is the property. You're protecting your investment, which is your time, and we cannot renew that resource. And you're, of course, protecting that guest stay. And if you are exchanging money for that stay, it is a business, and our guests deserve the best. So we're really excited for where you guys will be in the next 6 months to a year. Thank you for your time. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.